It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. Yeah, my apologies to the good folks at the Texas Children's Houston Open. I said Shell Houston Open. Man, I was at the Nugget this weekend. I was drinking. I had a drink in my hand pretty much 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Cut me a little slack, all right, people?
Did somebody from Texans Children's text you?
No, I don't know. I just have their phone number. I don't know where they work, but geez, come on.
How'd you realize you made the mistake?
Because two people texted me, but they didn't say who they're with. Yeah, they were just pointing out that I got the wrong sponsor. So, yeah, Texas Children's Houston Open. Minwoo Lee. I got that right. So he was the winner of that. Astros take 2 out of 3 from the Mets this weekend. More good than bad, I would say, Seth. Not overly concerned about the lack of offensive production. This is one of those things. Early in the year, unless you're the Yankees using torpedo bats, the pitching is typically ahead of the hitting.
Hey, these torpedo bats, I wish I had never read anything about it other than the headlines, because it made it look at first like the Yankees were up to no good. They're using these bats that have more of the weight put towards an individual batter's sweet spot, so he gets more exit velocity and everything. But then you read into it and you realize, oh, there's multiple guys on multiple teams using them right now, and that they've been around since 2022. It just seems like this year more players are adopting them. Plus, the 9 home runs that they had in that game, yeah. Aaron Judge had 3 of them. He's playing with a normal bat.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to hopefully be some kind of scandalous thing for the Yankees, but it turns out that, hey, it is a technological innovation that maybe, I'm surprised the Astros don't have any guys that we know of.
Luno were still the GM, they'd have had these 5 years ago, the Astros. That's what they would have spent their, off time during the COVID hiatus, creating new bats, you know?
I thought they look more like, people are saying they look like torpedoes. I think they look more like those juggling pins.
Oh, yeah.
Like the modified bowling pins that people juggle with, just maybe a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Torpedo bat's a cooler name, though, than juggling pin bat.
That's true.
You know,
that's
like
true.
It's torpedo. It's got some gravitas.
The drunk clown at your party bats. Yeah. It's a torpedo bat does sound cooler.
Less annoying. Yeah, the torpedo bat. Yeah, the 9 home runs was a bit of a bat signal. Like, hold on. What's going on over in Yankee Stadium? I was sitting in the sports book for that. Nestor Cortez threw 3 pitches and gave up 3 home runs to start the game. It was the most surreal. And the coolest thing was, like, Oh, yeah, he was on the Yankees last year. They're doing this. I say the coolest thing, like I root for the Yankees. I'm like, no, no. But it was kind of a fun thing to be around a bunch of other sports fans for, you know?
If any of you saw the headlines but didn't read or hear anything else about it, it's not illegal at all. It's completely within the rule book. Yeah. And it's one of those things that you gotta admit that it's brilliant, because a lot of brilliant ideas immediately after you find out about them, you're like, oh, wait, why did nobody think of that? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why nobody thought of that. With all the analytics and all the former NASA scientists and whatnot that there are in baseball, it took until 2022 for this guy who at the time had been working as an analytics person with the Yankees, man. Former MIT grad, came up with it. And players have kind of dabbled with it in the last few years, but sounds like a lot of them just don't like the feel of it at first, so they're not sold on it.
Yeah.
I think that you made a point before the show. It feels like this is the kind of thing that Luno would have, A, been on top of. He would have known all about it. A lot of the managers being interviewed this week have said, like, I don't know, I kind of heard about it, but not really. So he would have known about it, and then I think he would have sold it to his players hardcore.
Yep.
Because there's that learning curve of you're trying a new bat. You probably start probably not that good when you start off on it. So players don't want to sacrifice a few weeks of preparation in the offseason to get accustomed to a completely different feel of bat.
I feel like that was one of my prevailing feelings this week, and I'm like, oh, this is an innovation that the Astros weren't on the cutting edge of.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, no disrespect to Dana Brown, but this is maybe a byproduct of going back to with a GM who's got more of that like old school gut feel scout to them. You know, we're not.
I do hope, honestly, I hope that the effect is real, and that despite every little annoying tweak and change they've made to the rules over the last 10 years to try to increase offense and pace of play, that if this one simple innovation is what really amps up offense in baseball, I'd be cool with it. But I also want my team to get on board.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I don't want to get
especially when you're not scoring more than three runs on any given
scored
night.
Six runs the first three games. You finally got your first extra base hit midway through the third game of the season. So that's not good. Let's start with the good, though. So good and bad from the Astros this weekend. I think the biggest thing, and regardless of what the record looked like at the end of the weekend, if you had told me that you're going to get a quality start out of Framber Valdez, Hunter Brown, and Spencer Arrighetti, I would have signed up for that regardless of the record. This is a team where I think the pitching, especially if, you know, Lance McCullers had another decent, you know, another good day in Sugarland. We'll put him off to the side. But these three guys, and especially Seth, because you're already counting on Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown to be what they were last year. That's not negotiable. Yeah. You have to have them be what they were last season. For Hunter, from like late May on, for Framber all year, you have to have that for them to do what you want them to do this year. One outing out of Spencer Arrighetti, but it's against a good team, and it's building off of what he did the second half of last season. That, to me, is the most encouraging thing from the weekend, is Spencer Arrighetti's six innings of really efficient baseball on Saturday. That's a huge development if it continues for this team.
And it was even better than it looked on paper, where he let up a run, but that was in a weird sequence of events that didn't have as much to do with his pitching. Well, you know what? No, I'll take that. I mean, he walked Jose Siri. Jose Siri's walked like one time in his career.
Yeah.
So Jose Siri walks, then he steals second. But Arrighetti had made a throw to pick off Jose Siri, but Brendan Rodgers just couldn't handle it. It dropped out of his glove. Then Siri gets the third on a tag up, and then Arrighetti, just in a mental bloop, gets a grounder, turns and tries to hold Siri on third base, but then turns back to first and just lazily lobs it up to Christian Walker, and it gives time for Jose Siri to get home. It's his mistake, and he's got to own it. Except it sucks that it's a reflection on his pitching when it comes to the stats, when it's more of a mental error than anything else.
Yeah, but you're right. The eye test, I mean, that's how the Mets had to go score a run. You know, they needed that to score a run again.
He maneuvered. Siri just maneuvered his way around the bases. Very effective. Like, it was impressive. I love Jose Siri in the way that you love any disobedient child.
Mm-hmm.
The one that, the kid that's always in detention, but he's got a glint in his eyes, so you can't.
It's a good
kid. You just
kid.
Can't even get mad at him as you're sending him to detention. The detention monitor loves him, you know. Right. Siri, stop messing around back there, you silly guy.
Yeah.
But I don't like it when he does it to the Astros.
No.
I didn't like it when he was doing it to the Astros as a player on the Astros. But I also, like, when he does classic Jose Siri things, had a great inning, and then at the bottom of that inning, bobbled the Yordan Alvarez RBI that allowed Paredes to come home.
The life of Jose Siri, man. Here was Spencer Arrighetti with John Smoltz after the game, talking about why is he different now than he was when he came up early last season.
I attribute it to a couple of things, maybe a change in mentality, a shift in my focus, maybe taking it away from the stuff model and kind of just trying to go out there and really compete my nuts off every time I take the ball. I feel like that's really the biggest thing. And then, like you said, just kind of changing the attack plan a little bit, switching the mix up and just not ever being too predictable.
Compete my nuts off.
That's what we're all trying to do, man. We're all just trying to compete our nuts off every day.
Be best in the world, and then underneath, competing our nuts off.
C-O-N-O. Compete our nuts off. Kono.
Dude, by the end of every show, I want to be a gelding, damn it. That's right.
Yes.
He sacrificed his manhood for that show.
That's it, man.
Let's hope we can grow him back by tomorrow morning.
Castrate me in the H, man. Castrate me in the H.
Yeah, Arrighetti, he had a good interview. I think it was with Matt Kawahara this summer or during spring training about just going through that process last year where he realized, okay, I got all this fun stuff, and in the minors it was great to really kind of just be cutesy with people, and then you get to the majors and you realize, oh, these guys will feast on that. Well, so you just got to be more aggressive.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
He's one of those examples, I guess, Seth, if we're doing a referendum here on Dana Brown's aggressiveness in bringing young guys up, right? Dana Brown is more aggressive than his predecessors in allowing young guys to get to the majors. Now, last year was out of necessity. You had all those injuries in the starting rotation. So the plan, I don't think, was to call Spencer Arrighetti up from Sugarland as early in the season as they did. But they had to. They needed arms. They had to field a starting rotation. The way he's progressed, you know, I think the plan was probably for him to do what he did last year at Sugarland, not do it on the big league club. Yeah. And obviously now the early returns, both in the second half of last season and now obviously just one start this season, but early on, is that was good for him. Like it was done in an instance where you didn't want to do it. It was done out of a triage situation where you just needed arms. And you didn't, and early on, you're like, I don't know if this is good for this kid. I mean, he's having games where he's given up 7 runs in an inning and a third. But it clicked for him eventually. Like, that was a good learning experience for him doing it at the big league level.
I thought in terms of clicking and in an early season game where the offense hasn't been that good, the most promising thing was that, all right, Yordan starts off 0 for 10. He was 0 for 10 in his first 10 plate appearances. 0 hits in his first 10 plate appearances. He had 3 walks and a sack fly, but he has not been vintage Yordan. But then on a day where this damn Griffin Canning, he had the 7.5 career ERA versus the Astros. He had one of the worst ERAs in baseball all last year. Is 2 out of 3 pitches thrown sliders. Mm-hmm. Yordan in the previous at bat before his go-ahead RBI, it just flailed at a slider in the dirt.
Bad, yeah.
But he adjusted, waited on a misplaced slider, and ends up with a really hard hit double to center field, and that's the go-ahead run. The fact that they showed way more plate discipline through these first three games, they walked a bunch. This is a team that walked the fewest walks in Major League Baseball last year. They do look very much like a team that's getting back to what used to be their bread and butter, which is incredible judgment at the plate.
Yeah, I think Christian Walker, Paredes, I love that Paredes has a .111 batting average and a .333 on base percentage.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like he's not hitting the ball all that well, but man, he is finding a way to get on base. He's, you know, that was his calling card coming here with him and Christian Walker both. Well, little patience, yeah, like at the plate.
That RBI, Jordan's RBI alone. If you get Altuve and Paredes on base, and yep, there you go. Get Jordan some traffic to work with.
Yep. Not worried about Christian Walker, even though the batting average doesn't reflect it. Man, he's hitting the ball hard quite a bit.
He was. Yeah, I think McTaggart's article said he's already had four hits with an exit velocity of over 110 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Which is, there were only two Astros that had four or more exit velocity hits that hard all last season.
Yeah,
and like, yeah, it matches the eyeball test. Every one of Christian Walker's outs has been just a rocket.
Yeah,
with a little bit of bad luck.
Yeah, there's like, they only scored six runs, and it's probably easier to have takes like this when you win two of those games.
Yeah,
and you're 2-1. But like, you know, like Pena hit the big home run to break the seal on Saturday. He's looked more disciplined at the plate this year. Like, it sounds weird to say this after a weekend where they scored on average two runs a game, but I'm encouraged by the level of professionalism and patience and discipline that I'm seeing from the key guys in the lineup there. You know,
yeah, we've seen that from both Christian Walker and Paredes already.
Yeah.
They've performed as advertised at the plate. Statnerd Seth will tell you that Christian Walker's expected batting average right now is .367.
Yeah, he's hit the ball hard a ton.
Hits,
yeah.
He's just had bad luck.
Yeah.
He's our new Kyle Tucker.
That's it, man.
Kyle Tucker, who every year seemingly starts off with really bad luck and the expected batting average is way higher. Christian Walker is that version.
Yeah, it all catches up at some point.
And Kyle Tucker, by the way, hitting .250 now.
Oh, is he really?
He had a good weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw Bregman's hitting .250 also. For the Red Sox.
Yeah, and Tucker, for those of you who weren't paying attention to our Schadenfreude updates, Tucker started off really bad, but this weekend he was 4-for-8, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs.
Oh, he hit a couple bombs, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'd say, you know, I was a little distracted. I put my pettiness on the back burner. I gotta get my.
Oh, I was petty all week. I was sober and petty all week.
We need one of us to be. Yeah,
yeah.
We need one.
I was like my very puritanical grandparents, very pious but very angry all the time.
Yeah,
they felt like their anger was what God wanted of them. Yes,
that's right.
That's what I did. I channeled Wes and Doris this weekend.
Good, good, good. So there you go. So 2-1, and the offense not great. San Francisco coming to town the next 3 days. So we get to say hi to our old friend Justin Verlander over the next couple of days here. That'll be fun out at the yard.
I hope he breaks a hip.
He's at that age. text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. What's up with the EJ Speed signing?
Oh, yeah.
We'll give a quick snippet answer here. So we will hit that in headlines, and we'll hit it harder at the top of the hour. But to answer
I'll
the
give it to you in 30 seconds.
Yeah, there you
EJ
go.
EJ Speed going into his seventh season, kind of a unique signing. And the EJ Speed, as a Texans fan, you've noticed, wow, this guy shows up a lot, especially in the run. Makes a lot of big plays. Had 7 tackles for a loss last year. His first 4 seasons, he only played situationally as a linebacker. And he was really good in those instances. The last 2 years, he's had opportunities to be the full-time starter. And he just has not been a complete and total full-time three-down linebacker. He's not really as good in pass coverage as his athleticism would suggest. So this is a guy that I'm hoping you see a glow-up from D'Amico Ryans. He's on a 1-year, $5 million deal. It's a prove-it contract. And I know a lot of people have wondered whether he's going to start or not. The track record would tell you he'll be a situational player, but I think that Christian Harris and Henry Toa are still in position of competing for a job. So I think he's in the mix. There's going to be a really fierce competition to be that other starting linebacker. But they usually only play with two linebackers.
I'm all of a sudden super intrigued by that competition with those. You got 4 bodies. yeah. for a team that really only played two linebackers for most of the year last year.
Well, in a lot of ways, he's kind of like Devin White. Remember Devin White last year? Same thing. Really athletic, makes flash plays, but he's not consistent. I think the difference with EJ Speed is he's proven that as a situational player, he can be consistent. It's just that he hasn't shown that he can be a consistent three-down linebacker. But you know who's been as a position coach the last 3 years, Sean? Richard Smith.
Yeah.
Former Texans defensive coordinator. Yeah. One of the worst defensive coordinators in the history of the NFL, at least while he was with Houston.
Yeah. Yes. So from what you've said, what I can deduce is, by definition, that he's going to another human being to coach him. He's going to get better coaching this year.
I think he will, yeah.
Yeah, good. Good. I like the signing, man. 1 year, $5 million. That's what this offseason's been about, tweaking depth. So we'll talk about that in headlines. Cougs, on to the Final Four. We're going to give the Cougs plenty of attention in headlines. Good weekend. Rockets win last night. We'll get to all of that coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.